The case of a Puyallup, Washington man who scammed close to $3 million out of more than a dozen people, mainly from Dillingham, came to a close Tuesday. 56-year-old Floyd J. Mann will spend the next 10 years in federal prison. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Burgess handed down the sentence and ordered that Mann remand to custody immediately following Tuesday's hearing in Anchorage. The 10-year sentence was above the guideline range for the 19 money laundering and wire fraud charges Mann pleaded to, but Burgess said his priority was to make sure that the, quote, dogged, determined charlatan does not have a chance to scam people again anytime soon. Sentencing above the guidelines is rare, but Assistant U.S. Attorney Ani Stewart, who prosecuted the case, also thought it was the right thing to do.
It was an appropriate sentence in this case. The judge recognized that this was of financial crimes in small towns in Alaska. This was in a category of its own for the level of deception and the length of time that Mr. Mann's scheme lasted.
The government had only asked for 8 years in jail. Judge Burgess found that the impact to the victims was so severe that the stiffer sentence was warranted in this case. J. Mann began his scam in Puyallup around 2011, preying first on his neighbors who were from Dillingham. When they ran out of money to pay their own bills, they asked money for help from their hometown, and money began flowing in from Dillingham to Mann through early 2016. Investigators have traced $2.7 million that was transferred, but suspect there may have been more. Mann maintained that a doctor had overprescribed him an antibiotic that had given him cancer, and his victims believe they were paying his medical and legal costs to settle a massive lawsuit against a pharmaceutical company out of Texas. In reality, he was pulling slots every night and funding an expensive addiction to oxycodone.
Mann was incredibly sophisticated in his coming up with new stories and changing the rules of how his lawsuit was being handled. And anytime victims had questions or started pursuing, you know, checking on it, he would change the rules and come up with a whole new game plan to keep his scheme concealed. And I actually have never seen anything that lasted with this duration, with this much success, with having this devastating of impact in a community.
Judge Burgess said the same thing from the bench. Mann's defense attorney argued that the motivation behind the whole scheme was drugs, that J. Mann had a long-term addiction to opiates. She said he was taking up to 9 oxycodone pills a day for years, a habit that cost him a lot of money and corrupted his mental faculties. His other addiction, she argued, was the gambling. Victims testified in court this week about the impacts this has had. Several lost homes, businesses, life savings, and more. Stewart says it was heartbreaking to unravel this case, realizing that Mann knew for years how he was tormenting these good and honest folks. His first victim actually had cancer.
And he watched that man first lose his house, then lose his life, and then Mr. Mann moved on to that man's friends and family in Dillingham. It's hard to think of anything more ruthless or depraved than that kind of conduct. And meanwhile, this group was a very generous, very faithful group. They were actually praying for him, as you heard in court yesterday, all the while he was praying on them.
The victims described how what had started as an effort to help a supposedly sick neighbor had snowballed into a larger and larger investment, done with the best of intentions, but that they were constantly in fear of losing what they had paid in thus far. By 2015, federal investigators were closing in, and by spring of 2016, they had raided the man's home in Puyallup.
It was the teamwork of 3 federal agencies working together that led to the convictions both in Washington of Mr. Mann's wife for Social Security fraud, as well as Mr. Mann himself. And those 3 agencies were the IRS criminal investigations, FBI, and Social Security criminal investigations.
Cheryl Mann was sentenced to 3 years of probation. J. Mann will spend a decade at the federal penitentiary in Sheridan, Oregon, a sentence he began Tuesday. When he gets out, he's been ordered by the court to start repaying $2,682,000 in restitution to his victims. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.